This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It appears that Russian mercenary forces have started getting used to their new home, Reuters' Lucy Fielder explains.
Fighters from the Wagner Group have arrived in Belarus from Russia. That's according to Ukrainian and Polish officials, and comes after the Belarusian Defense Ministry released this video on Friday, showing what it said were Wagner fighters instructing Belarusian soldiers at a military range. It appeared to be a first sign that at least part of a deal to end Wagner's mutiny attempt was being implemented. Wagner's march on Moscow in June could have tipped Russia into civil war, according to President Vladimir Putin. Under the deal, Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin stood down his mercenaries and agreed to move them to Belarus in exchange for Russia dropping mutiny charges.
And there have been questions about whether it has had an impact on Ukraine's counteroffensive.
Ukrainian forces released more footage Thursday of efforts to defend their territory from Russia's attacks. The question of whether the war has reached a stalemate was raised to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during his appearance on the ABC News Network.
You're seeing Ukrainian forces, in fact, make progress both in the east and the south. We said before this counteroffensive started that it'd be hard going, and it's been hard going. That's the nature of war, but the Ukrainians are continuing to move forward.
As Sullivan emphasized the Biden administration's commitment to provide Ukraine with the weapons it needs, Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.